Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, and we are talking wings and we are talking rings today. Basketball tournament's underway, opening day in baseball right around the corner on the south side. Wings and Rings owner Gustavo Espinoza joining us live here at our studios in downtown Chicago. You brought us a lot of good food, Gustavo.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Wings and Rings is, I know a lot of the Southsiders, White Sox fans, are huge Wings and Rings fans. You guys have a shuttle that takes fans from your location to the ballpark, so we can get into all of that. Let's talk about your story, though, because it's interesting. I was doing the background, and you started in nightclubs, and then there was a Jimmy John's and a Papa John's stop, and now Wings and Rings.
Yes, that's correct.
So tell us the journey. How did you end up at Wings and Rings in Bridgeport?
You know, it's a journey that starts with a lot of learning, learning from independent folks, entrepreneurs in the nightclub business, working my way through, understanding that I had a commitment to service and continuing that as I moved on with my career. I was fortunate enough to partner with someone when I went to Jimmy John's, learn how to operate, how to market at a higher level in a franchise system. As time moved on, I decided there's a bigger calling for me somewhere. But like everything in business, you got to take a risk. So I sold everything I had restaurant-wise and waited for the next big opportunity. And I was fortunate enough and grateful to this moment be able to step into Wings and Rings in Bridgeport and be the operator.
And how did that come about, and when did you take over Wings and Rings?
It started with finding out about the sale, putting my hat in the arena, waiting patiently for 8 months, going to training, dealing with banks, figuring out things with the former owner, and after eight months. Very, very trying months. On November 4th, I was able to come in and take over as a franchisee.
Very exciting. And I know with the tournaments going on, we'll get into baseball because it is a many Sox fans like to hang out at your location before and after games. But what sort of basketball tournament specials do you guys have going on?
Sure. Right now we're partnering with Yingling, and we're offering $5 pints throughout the whole tournament to help partner with another Ohio brand and a great Ohio brand that's new to Chicago. We also wanted to... we're also offering a Final Four special. So when you arrive at our restaurant throughout the week or any tournament day, you can mention WGN and receive entry to win a free Final Four package for up to 8 people.
Wow.
We will come to your home. We will pick you up on our new shuttle bus, new and improved shuttle bus, and we will bring you over to the restaurant. We will cater a party for you guys for the Final Four up until the tournament ends. And that's our main special running right now.
I love it.
Our listeners know that there is a passionate following for Wings and Rings. A couple of years ago, we had our best Wings tournament, 2023, and Wings and Rings came out on top, largely driven by White Sox fans who they needed a winner really badly, and Wings and Rings was that winner. You mentioned the new and improved shuttle. You've been doing a lot of work on location itself. What's all been going into that, and what's the reaction been?
Well, part of coming in as a new franchisee was to give it another great 15 years it's already had. We felt that enhancing the experience by remodeling and building within our four walls and kind of bringing it to that elevated sports restaurant experience that people are used to these days would really help give something back to our customers to match the great food that they're used to.
And you guys are open for lunch, 11 o'clock every day. I know this Thursday, opening day on the south side, you guys will be open a little bit earlier and the shuttle will be provided. But what are the hours? What can people expect when they come by?
Well, we open at 10 a.m. on Thursday. We will be shuttling starting at noon. Everyone's welcome. We want to make sure we reach out to the whole community and everyone surrounding to take them safely to the Sox game, let them enjoy the day, and we'll be doing pickups all day, no charge, and expect that every day when you come to our restaurant, free parking and back. And just a great opportunity to enjoy the game safely and have everything kind of laid out for you so you can just go ahead and have fun.
And you guys are also starting a partnership with Yuengling, who's now coming into the Chicago market. Everyone knows mm-hmm. them as this, you know, out east, you know, specialty, but now they've made their way here. So what are some of the things you're doing with Yuengling?
Well, you know, we're partnering with them for opening day, and as we're also one of the first restaurants to have them on draft, we saw it as a natural fit. We're both an Ohio brand, so as we developed together in this market, it just made sense to partner with them, both being from the same state. I was introduced to it when I went to training for Wings and Rings, and I haven't let that go. So the minute I had a chance to partner with them, it seemed like a natural fit.
I have family in Georgia, so the only time I've been able to have it was when I visited in mm-hmm. Georgia. But now you see the Yuengling signs popping up in bar windows, and you go to liquor stores, and Yuengling has made its way to Illinois. It's exciting.
Absolutely, and it will continue, and we're excited to have them.
Let's talk about the menu. Obviously, Wings and Rings, it kind of speaks for itself what you guys are offering. It is a sports bar and typical sports bar food, but you brought some wings in that were insane, and those, tell me about those tater tots you brought in for us. Those are so good.
Yeah, very unique for our brand. Our ranchero tots are, as I like to put it, a tater tot elevated to the next level. They just have this great combination of crunchy, chewy meets spicy with that chipotle ranch sauce and jalapenos on top. So a really great starter to get your day going with us.
And how much did the menu change, or what did you do with the menu when you took over?
Well, I think we really just committed to our brand standards. Mm-hmm. We are a franchise. We have a great system in place, great food. We just really made that real commitment to following specs and providing the true Wings and Rings experience for all of our customers.
And I think I read that a lot of, you know, your employees are all local. They're all, like, almost a lot of them are from the neighborhood even. What's that been like for you?
Oh, it's the key to success. I always say the secret to coming into the restaurant was the people. Yeah. And the people that I surrounded by. I'd say 99% of our employees are from Bridgeport, proudly. And they've been gracious hosts, introducing myself to the neighborhood, kind of being liaisons for me to understand the climate and what people expect from the brand and from the restaurant. So I'm very excited for all our employees, and I think when we do everything we do, it's with their consideration and their input as well.
You know, Sox fans, I almost think they take some pride in it, but a little outmatched compared to the other baseball team in town when it comes to fandom. But they are insanely loyal. They mm-hmm. love their neighborhood. They mm-hmm. love the South Side, obviously Bridgeport. But they are a very passionate group mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, kind of fueling off that passion, I think it drives us as well to try to elevate the experience for them.
Right.
Hence the shuttle bus, you know, and everything we kind of do and think is how to make that, you know, how to tap into that loyalty and hopefully build together to make it a great season.
And we got to try your wings as well, both bone-in and boneless. Kevin, you know,
I stuck with, I'm going to get some more after, but I went traditional buffalo bone-in, yeah. Fantastic sauce, delicious.
And homemade blue cheese as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
I think passionate wing, I'm a wing junkie.
Yeah.
I think Mike is,
we're
too.
Like wing nerds.
Yeah. the homemade blue cheese, got to have it, you know? Just it's a game changer.
It separates us from the rest of the herd. I wish I could express a little more what's in it, but you know, very secret sauce, and it's fantastic.
That makes it more fun.
Absolutely.
That's Wings and Rings, Chicago Bridgeport owner Gustavo Espinoza recently taking over the Bridgeport location. Pack the place Thursday, everybody. I know it was a downer of a season last year, but baseball's back, always exciting on opening day. So congratulations, Gustavo.
Thank you so much.
Stopping by. And again, basketball specials ongoing, the shuttle for baseball games. Opening day is here. So a lot of exciting stuff happening at your spot, Gustavo.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see everyone there.
That's Gustavo Espinoza from Wings and Rings. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.